GOP Representative Miller defends himself against violence allegations, says he is not dropping out. By Pam Key on August 4, 2026. Tuesday on CNN's The Lead, Representative Max Miller, RO, had an extensive interview with Jake Tapper about the allegations made against him by several women, including his ex-wife, Emily Moreno. Partial transcript as follows. Tapper, there are now three women who have accused you of violent behavior. Politico published an article in 2021 that said you when you were in high school. You pushed a girl out of the dorm of his room and she fell down some stairs after he became enraged when she resisted his attempts to touch her. According to three people who were there and many more who heard about the incident in the aftermath. Now, you deny that. But the woman in question told Mother Jones reporter Abby Vasolis. Just days that it happened and that it was one of the more traumatic nights of her life. Miller, well, I would love for that individual to go on the record because that. Tapper, okay, hold on, because I'm not done with the list of women that have accused you of violence. Then there is White House Press Secretary. Miller, I was 13 years old. Tapper, okay, you were young. Then there's former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, who was your ex-girlfriend. She accused you of being abusive and having a violent streak. She wrote in her book, I could do nothing right by him. I would wake up every morning shaking with anxiety about his mood that day. I had seen his temper before, and it had scared me. She has recently filed a temporary restraining order against you in a defamation case. And now there are these claims from your ex-wife, Emily Moreno. And I guess the question is, are all three of these women who don't know each other lying? Miller, yes, it's very easy. And I can tell you why. Every single time, and people have asked me, what are you going to do? Are you going to drop out of this race? Are you going to resign? Are you going to get out before the deadline? And my answer to you, Jake, is no. And I can tell you why. In 2016, when President Donald J. Trump faced the most extreme allegations in the world that hit him day after day after day, and people in the media very much like yourself and others said that he would have no shot at winning, that he should not be the president of the United States. But guess what? He stayed in, and he was resilient. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.